Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
All right, Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you live, broadcasting from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for FinTech South 2018. Lee, I have just had the most marvelous time, and I feel like I have a second wind. It could partially be because Rachel went and got us a really good lunch.
That's right. And you know what I'll tell you? We've done a lot of conferences and trade shows. Something about being on the field with the green grass, you can see the light, natural light coming in. I don't feel as claustrophobic as I normally do after half a day in this kind of environment.
Well, and those small ads at the top there, the ceiling, what is that, like 40 foot by 100 foot? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, those sponsors are getting their money's worth.
You're not kidding. I've never seen anything that big before. And it's probably just because I haven't looked up at that exact time, but I haven't seen the Business Radio X logo.
Not yet. Just keep looking.
I'm sure it's coming. Well, this is going to be a fantastic segment. Please join me in welcoming to the program with Rented.com, Mr. Andrew McConnell. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about Rented? How are you serving folks?
Rented.com is the wholesale market behind marketplaces people would know like Airbnb or VRBO. So instead of the homeowner having to go on those websites and do all of the work dealing with guests and getting uncertain income, with Rented.com, we give them guaranteed income for years at a time, paid out monthly. And then we work with our network of more than 1,000 professional management companies in their specific market to do all of the work for them. So they keep the place clean, they market it. You show up, the place looks spotless, you leave, they wash the dishes, wash the sheets behind you.
So I'm at a point in my life where my kid's about to graduate college. I have a home here in Atlanta, Georgia. We might want to move, but I don't want to sell the house. I'm the perfect prospect for this, right?
Potentially, yes. So what makes it work is if the property in the short-term rental market can make more than in the long-term rental market. So depending what part of town it's in, we can pay you above market rent, and instead of you having to be a landlord and take care of a
tenant. Right, I don't want to do that part.
Right, so we pay you to take care of your home for you.
Right, and then I still own the home.
And you still own the asset.
So at the end of the day, if a developer wants to tear it down at some future point, I can take advantage of that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the original name of the business was actually called Vacation Futures, and the idea was you have oil futures, you have corn futures,
right,
you have pork belly futures, and why could you not create futures of rental rights?
Mm-hmm.
And let's separate asset ownership from asset usage. So the owner of the asset can still own that physical heavy asset, and then the usage, we can move on to a professional party that's able to manage it and take the revenue and the risk of dealing with that.
But ultimately, the person that I'm dealing with is your firm.
Correct.
And then you're finding the manager. That's up to you to find out to rent it. That's all of or those are your problem.
That's exactly right. We're taking our whole tagline is relax, it's rented. So you deal with us, it's rented, it's taken care of. We worry about all the rest of the business.
So now how is it working for you guys?
It's working great. It's, you know, we're now in, I think, over 800 cities across 80-something countries. We have a nine-figure fund that we've raised that we now have $125 million we need to go give to homeowners like you, saying, hey, can I give you this money to take care of your home for you? And just keep plugging away and growing. You know, Q1 was bigger than all of 2017 combined, so.
But now, when you're working with me, am I getting paid monthly, weekly,
yes, exactly.
Annually?
Monthly.
Monthly, so it's just like a paycheck.
It's like a paycheck. It's like a rent check. You know, you can count it as income. You know, here's an extra $60,000 a year of income that is net of all your expenses because you don't have to worry about cleaning or maintenance or any of that stuff. We're taking care of all that for you.
So now in your growth of the company, talk about the early days when you were just starting out and you had to convince people to do this. What was that difficult? Just conceptually for them to wrap their head around this?
On one side, because we started off where we weren't offering the money. We were just a marketplace running these auctions. And so for an owner, it was a very easy conversation saying, hey, would you like guaranteed income with none of the work or risk?
Yes.
People say,
where do I
sign
up for
exactly.
that?
Right. They'd come in droves. the other side of our marketplace was these pretty small local businesses, mom and pop shops that may have managed 20 or 50 homes in Hilton Head,
right,
in Wilmington, North Carolina, in Destin. And they were used to managing on a commission basis. They'd say, I'm not going to tell you how much you're going to make, but I'm going to take 40 cents of every dollar. And what we had a difficult time doing was convincing them that they should take this risk, that they had a reason to do so. And after fighting that uphill battle for nearly 5 years, we said, well, forget it. We're just going to do this ourselves. We're smart. We can do math. We're going to go tell the owner, here's how much we can afford to pay you. And then manager, fine. We'll go hire you on commission because that's what you're used to. And everybody walks away happy.
So then you just, you had to change kind of the way you visualized the problem. The, everything else, all the components stayed the same, but just how you attacked it, you did a little differently.
That's exactly right. It's the market, both sides wanted two different things. And the reason they weren't connecting wasn't that we didn't have an online marketplace. We thought that was the problem. And so we went and created that. And the problem was they wanted two entirely different things.
Right.
And so we had to go create this product that we call Rented Capital to bridge that gap for the two parties.
Now, where are you based?
We're based here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're right at 730 Peachtree. So we're Catherine, the co-founder of Cabbage, is on our board of directors. And so we have a pretty tight tie-in with them and are based in their same building.
Oh, so that's convenient.
It is, very.
So now, how have you seen, you're not from here?
I moved here in 2008. My parents lived here. My sister went to Emory. She lives here with her kids. So the whole family's here now, but we moved around a lot growing up.
So now, for you, how have you seen the Atlanta fintech kind of ecosystem evolve?
I would say fintech, just like healthcare, just like probably almost any aspect, AI, machine learning, and the whole technology space in Atlanta is just absolutely exploding. My wife's from London. Right. If you want to talk finance and the financial capital of the world,
they know it.
Yeah, exactly. And she first got here in 2008, and 6 months in, she said, there's no way I'm going to stay here. This place, I need to get home to London. It doesn't have anything. And 3 months after that, she said, there's no way I'm moving back to London. This is the greatest city in the world. And so, you know, 10 years later, she has zero desire to go anywhere else. And she's an attorney, has built her entire practice. There's so many amazing existing and established companies and businesses. And then there's also every day, you know, think about the number of students that Emory graduates and Georgia Tech graduates and Georgia State graduates and Clark Atlanta University and Morehouse and Spelman. And we're just flooding the market with incredibly driven, incredibly brilliant, incredibly talented people. And I can't imagine a better place to be.
Now, you went to school in Massachusetts, right?
I did almost a decade.
So you're kind of familiar with their level of talent that comes out of that area.
I am. The thing with Boston, though, it's flooded with students and very welcoming for students. I had friends that stayed there after college and much less welcoming.
Why is that?
I think because there was this old joke a professor told in college about some ladies from New York came to Boston and they loved the hats these women in Boston had. And they said, oh, where did you get your hats? And the woman said, get my hats from my family. You know, we don't buy things. We're so old and established. We don't do that thing. And so it's not, an old family isn't that you've been there since the 50s. An old family is that you've been there since the 1650s.
Right, there, right? Exactly.
And so it's, they all know each other. Their great-great-grandparents went to prep schools together.
So when it's kind of student, insiders club, so it's hard for outsiders to kind of penetrate.
And very much for a full-time basis. When you're a student, everybody's a student. No one's from there. And so you all get along with each other. But then everybody, you get this mass exodus to New York and D.C., Atlanta and San Francisco and L.A.
So now how are you seeing Atlanta's reputation amongst your peers from college?
It's certainly growing. I mean, it was a surprise. Every one of my friends almost went to.
They're like, of course you're going to go to Atlanta.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Having multiple degrees from Boston universities.
Yeah, at the time they were all going to New York and D.C. and San Francisco.
Well, the usual suspects, right? Those are the obvious choices.
And they were making, you looked at what they'd make versus what I make, and it'd be multiples, but then they'd come stay with me and say, oh my God.
You live in a mansion.
Yeah, exactly. I lived on the park. So at the time, my first job out of school, I lived on the park, Piedmont Park, biggest park in the town. We had an indoor lap pool, an outdoor pool, 24/7 concierge, two bedrooms, two baths, all brand new. And I was paying with mortgage plus taxes less than $1,000 a month. And so my friends in New York are spending $4,000 for this old closet, rundown unit. Right. Yeah. They said, oh my God.
Who's laughing now, Andrew? Who's laughing now?
Exactly. I love my life down here. And, you know, the airport. We love to travel. That's right. Part of the reason I'm in the space that we're in with these vacation rentals. And there's not a better place in the world to be if you want to get anywhere and not have to deal with connections.
Now, is Rented.com, is that the focus? Are they vacation rentals, or are they just kind of in up-and-coming markets that rent's kind of tighter?
It's probably 60% vacation rental markets, because that's where the spread's the best. But because of Airbnb, there's increasing demand and awareness in urban markets. So Atlanta is actually a very good market. We have a lot of properties here. Nashville, Washington, D.C., Seattle, but even smaller markets, you know, Cleveland, we have stuff, St. Louis, Louisville, that more and more cities, urban markets, San Antonio, are getting on that list.
So now how do you choose which markets to go into?
A little bit, the owners and the managers choose us. So for us, it's a math problem. Can the number I pay you, homeowner, make you happy and also make me money?
Right.
And if that's true, we don't really care where the property is. I have properties in Belize. I have properties in Cape Town. I have properties in Mumbai and Dubai. Mm-hmm. But it's no easier or more difficult for me to sign a property in Atlanta than in San Diego than in Dubai.
Now, what about the vetting of the management firms? How hard is that? That sounds like a human problem.
It's a human to human problem. Well, we have criteria to work with us in the first place. You need to have been in business for a certain number of years and certain number of properties under management and use certain systems. So we can get visibility into those systems to see how you've performed in the past. Where we have and continue to run into trouble is we're basically jet fuel. So if you are very good at managing the 20 properties you have today, that doesn't mean you can manage 50 properties tomorrow.
Right.
And if we go in and throw 30 properties on top of you tomorrow, that can be very dangerous.
Right.
For
so you're
of
like
us.
Stress test companies. Right?
Yes. So sometimes they break and sometimes they don't. And we prefer when they don't.
Because your fintech plays a little different than other people's. It sounds like you have, the fintech, when there's more human to human interaction, that's a different kind of animal than some of these just transactional relationships.
We don't have the human to human. So our managers have this human to human with the guests.
Right.
Right. They have to rent
but
it out on a nightly.
They're later. The ones, money is changing hands at that element, at that point.
Correct. And then they remit the difference to us.
Right.
And so at an individual property level or individual booking or even manager level, it may seem more human to human, but the whole concept is more of an index fund. That's why we try to spread across the whole
right.
world and all these different markets. And so we play with the law of big numbers, that
right.
we take it away from the human to human by creating a truly diversified,
right, as long as you have
footprint.
A big diverse universe, then everything should work out right.
Right, law of averages.
So now for you, is this how you imagined it going? I mean, or is this evolved now into something bigger and better than you first imagined?
Oh, when I first imagined, it was an overnight multi-billion dollar company. That's certainly what I sold my wife on.
Right.
That's also true. And it was only part-time, me and my co-founder. Oh, well,
we got
we'll do this nice
How
on
hard
weekends.
Is this going to
be? Throw
it's a part-time job.
Yeah, throw tons of money our way. You know, 5 or 6 years in,
you were an
slightly
overnight success,
story.
Right?
Yeah, slightly different story. The funny thing, though, is I have a mentor who did found eBay Automotive. He was a fourth employee at eBay. And back in 2013, when we started the marketplace, he said, I think this is a very good idea. You know, I'm an investor in Airbnb, and I like what you're doing. I just want you to know you're going to have to clear these transactions to create the liquidity in the marketplace. And I said, look, you're smart. You're smarter than me. You're probably right. The issue is I have no data to know at what price they should clear. And even if I did, I have no money with which to clear them.
Right.
And so half a decade goes by and we have data and we have money and say, okay, now I can do
now
that thing that he told me
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? So now what do you need more of today?
Just continue growing our network of management companies. That's the biggest thing. And certainly owners coming into us, it's helpful and we can place them with our existing managers. But we have 1,200 managers. There are over 50,000 in the U.S. alone. There are over 200,000 globally. So we really want to up that number and continue serving more and more people. Because especially from the homeowner side, as soon as they find out about it, they say, wait a minute, I didn't know a thing like this existed. This sounds too good to be true. This sounds amazing. And we just want to continue to build that awareness. And what we found is the best way to do that is working with our local managers. Us from a central Atlanta office sending you ads on Facebook doesn't resonate. Your local management company in Hilton Head, your local management company in Cape Cod, who you know and are talking to in person,
right,
making that case, just resonates a lot more with you.
So now, are you really having to improve the property management business in order for them to really serve you better?
That's a great point. So we underwrite to existing performance. We see their past performance, we see how the market performs. But one of the things we've been able to do, having done this for a little over a year and a half now with this existing product, is develop some best practices. So by working across so many different managers, we can say, oh, the 10% that do this, they really see higher booking conversions. The 5% that do this really see, you know, way better guest ratings, more five-star ratings. And so we're able to share some of that, some of the technologies that they use, and push that out as a benefit to managers in our network.
So right now, are you self-funded? You have VC? What's your funding situation?
We have both VC, and then so we have equity in rented.com that we've raised a venture capital money for, and then this separate fund that we've set up with a large family office. That's what gives us that $125 million to go sign leases with owners. Mm-hmm. And the thing that our team really gets excited about is that family office doesn't make the money for the family. They have 70 people in the family office managing the money, and they have 120 people in their philanthropic arm to go give it away.
Wow.
So they just give it to education and start schools and fund Brandeis and all
that's
that. So
great.
Every dollar we make is going to do something good, which is a great feeling.
A double win.
Yeah.
So now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best is rented.com. You can kind of get all the information there. I'm on Twitter at M-A McConnell, M-C-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Rented.com is the company's Twitter handle, and then we're on LinkedIn and Facebook and all those others.
All right, Andrew McConnell, thanks for coming and hanging with us, man.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, keep up the good work. You got a lot of cool stuff going.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right, we'll be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.